Okay, before we get to the Mahalak on the Smacht, I just wanted to doing the Tosis on Kuf Dalam and Aleph, the Maska Hachi Garcinin, and I asked Rav Shekhtersley, the Tosis has a line here discussing the Korbanos that a husband is Mechuyah for his wife. So he says a Peladika thing, he says, Davka Korbanos Shein Chovel Kaparosik Agon Leidiv Vizibiv Itzaras Olach Shirele Chol Betruma. There are no karbonis that are needed to be machshir oneself to eat truma. So Rav Shekhtar told me that the Rishash says it's a mistake, and instead of the word truma, you should put kachim in. And Rav Sarfati Shlita said that Rabbi Yosef Engel makes the same ha'ara. So it's impossible to say truma. I wanted to begin with that. On Kuf Dalim and Beis, the Gemara has a following case. In the middle, Yomahu Gavre Kibel Ara Mechavre, Omar Imo Varnala, Yavinulcha Alpha Zuza. If he leaves it fallow, he's going to penalize himself by paying 1,000. Oiver Tilta, he actually left only a third fallow. Omrinar Da Dinahu, who do Yoivle Tlosa Mea, Vitlosen Vitilta Tilta. So he left a third fallow, he's got to pay 333.3. Rav Amar Asmachti Vasmachta Lokanya. Rav says it's Asmachta, Smachta Lokanya. There's no such obligation. Frek the Gemara L'Rav Maishno Meha. What do you do with the Mishnah Amar Alf Desnanim Over Lovlavid Ashalim B'Meitva? That if he said if he would leave it fallow, he's got to pay Meitav. And for the Gemara Hasim Lo Kagazim Hacha Kevin Amar Milsa. You say Rasa Guzman Baal Mahud Kagazim. Over there in the Mishnah, he meant it seriously. It was no exaggeration. Here it was an exaggeration, and therefore, it's not considered to be a chiv. So, I wanted to discuss this concept of smacht, a very important concept to kinyonim. We know that in all kinyonim and halacha, there are three ingredients. There's das machne, there's das kaina, and there's a maisa kinyon that's required. And a smachta, Rashi and Sanhedrin, and the Rashbam and Baba Basra define it as being that the seller never thinks that he makes a Tanai. It doesn't have to be Dafka the seller, but one of the two parties makes the Maisa Kinin ala Tanai, but he never thought it would come to fruition. And one of the best examples is a gambler, Mesachet Bekuvia. The fellow gambles, and the psychology of the gambler is, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, he's postulatus mid Rabbanan. The psychology of the gambler, the Gemara has in the first day, is this asmacht lokani. He feels he'll never lose. And when he puts the money on the table, he never thinks he's going to lose. And when he taka loses, and he gives over the money to the winner, he doesn't have full das. And therefore, the fellow that takes the money is a goslin. And therefore, the classical pshat of asmacht is that you never thought it would come to fruition because you never thought it would happen. In other words, the focus is on you. You never thought it would come to fruition. Rashi earlier in Samech Vav says a little bit of a different definition of what a smacht is. It's rather focusing on you're trying to convince the other guy to do a deal. So you make up this, like, you know, knas kind of, but you're never really serious about it. But the focal point is the guy to convince the other guy. There's just the asmachta on that I'm not serious because I never thought it would come to fruition. I never thought I would lose, or is the definition of the word asmachta that I convinced the other guy to go through with this deal? It doesn't mean no nafkamina, but it's a shaila how to define the word, what the word asmachta really means. And on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara goes ahead and says that a gambler is not an asmachta. It's not a potential problem of a gazlonis. The Gemara has a lashon kolki agavna lav asmachti, that gambling is not an asmachta. Why is it not an asmachta? So Rashi says, because it's not biyado. You don't know 100% that you're going to win. Anything that's not biyado is not considered to be an asmachta. In other words, something that's biyado, you never thought it would come to fruition because I thought it was biyado, then that's an asmachta. But something that's not in your control, Rashi defines, is not considered to be an asmachta. Tosis there in Sanhedrin has a different shot in the Gemara why it's not an asmachta. And he writes that since gambling engenders a reciprocal ischivus, Himru zet set. So since one stands to win, one stands to lose, and the other guy also stands to win, stands to lose, so they offset one another. And therefore, that's not what an asmachta is. Asmachta is when it's unilateral, and therefore, you never thought it would come to fruition. But you don't have that in gambling. And therefore, Tosis learns that's pshat in the Gemara, and he says that's the whole word of shiduchim. Shiduchim, when a couple gets engaged, many times they make a tanoim in the family that if one of the parties backs out of the engagement, the shidduch, God forbid, so they'll pay such and such money. So Tosis says, why is that not a problem of smachta? Because again, it's himrush that said, there's two tzadim, so it's not a problem of a smachta. It's only a smachta when it's one-sided. When it's one-sided, like you have in our sugya here, the fellow says, if I make it fallow, if I don't work in it, I'm going to pay. Then that's a problem of a smachta. You know, Tosa says this in Baba Kama, Kuf Yudim Abeis, very important Tosis. Tosis says, you buy an investment, and it plummets. So you want to say it's a Mekach Tos. Tosis says that's ridiculous, because again, there are two parties. It's good for one guy, it's bad for the other guy. That's what business is all about. You can't say, oh, the investment went bad, I want Mekach Tos. It's ridiculous, you can't say it like that. Only if something's like a Mum Gadol, Rav Moshe has in the Tshuvis, a Mum Gadol, it's got to be a tremendous moon. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, you know, a couple gets married, and the case was the husband was a meshugana the day after the wedding, so it was a mum gadol. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva there whether the woman she was asked a shaila that he happened to have gotten better, good enough, healthy enough in order that he was able to give the get. But the shaila was when she wanted to go out to get remarried. Could she go without a shaita? Because, you know, a married woman's a din d'oraisa, a grusha's a din d'rabbanan. So Rav Moshe, you know, pilpels there and he says that since it was grusha's d'rabbanan, and really maybe it was a mekach tos, this whole kedushin, they did have a get in the end. So Lamaisa, he was meikel in that case. She taka got remarried in Baruch Hashem. They lived a happy life and had kids. But people take that out of context and say, oh, a couple's married for 10 years and now they don't get along. So they want to say, we could solve the whole Aguna problem by saying, what is a Mekach Tos? It's ridiculous. That's what Tosis is saying. There's two parties involved and they thought it was going to be good and after 10 years it's not good. Of course it's not a Mekach Tos. That's like, it's a concept of business. So that's the pshat that Tosis learns, b'chei gavna, why it's not an asmachti. The Rambam, the Vilna Gaon, on that Gemara, in Sanhedrin, Chavtal and Bey says the Rambam had a whole different shot in the Gemara. The Rambam did not have that girsa. The Rambam Taka writes that the reason why a gambler's postulated is because he's a goslin. And the Rambam says he's mamish, it's mamish a goslin. And you have to ask yourself, so why is it not a goslin and a tyrus? So Tosis says because he did a bishogig. Gamblers don't think they're stealing anything. So therefore it's bishogig, so you're downgraded to be postulated to the Rabbanan. But what I want to bring out is that there's a fundamental machloikis in Lomdis, how to define the definition of what a smacht is. Rashi and Tosfos hold, as we said, that you make a kinyan, and you make it al-tanai, you never thought it would come to fruition. But you're making a kinyan, and you're making the kinyan al-tanai, and that's why, in that case, it's not an asmachta. Rashi learns because not biyadu in the maskana. And Tosfos learns because himru zetze. But there was a kinyan. You put the money in the pot, you put the money on the table, you pass the money around. It's like a kinyan chatzar. It is a kinyan chatzar. The Rambam learns a completely different definition of what a smacht is. The Rambam in the Pirkei Avot Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Alf to Halacha Vav, defines a smacht completely differently. And the Rambam writes, and the Gaon says it's like Rabbeinu Haigon and Sefer Mekach Memkar, that the Rambam is based on the Rambam's own Chiddush. The Rambam has a Chiddush Nifla that you can wake up one morning and mischive yourself medas a guy $1 million. He schives bepeh without a kinyan. The Rambam says a guy has the ability to mischive himself. That's mischivus. You have the ability to do without any kinyonim. Bepeh, you can mischive yourself. That's called das. The Rambam writes the definition of a smacht is das al tanai, where you say you're mischive yourself verbally if it rains tomorrow. Das al tanai, the Rambam says, is too flimsy, and that's called an asmachta. On that, asmachta takas lo kanya. But if you do a kinyon, if you make a kinyon, that's mafkia, the whole problem of asmachta. That's why a lot of times the Gemara says kanum yodom. So the Ran in Ksuba says the kanum yodom is you make a kinyan. If you make a kinyan, that's mafkiyah, the whole problem of a smakta, because the Rambam writes a smakta is das al tanai, without any kinyan being made. But if you make a kinyan, you get out of the problem of what a smakta is. The Ksos learns that kanam yado, that's midin odisa. But the Stipler writes that that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant what the Ran meant. That when you make a kinyan, that gets out of the problem of a smakta. The Gemara has in the Dharma of Zion based that with the based in Choshev, and we'll see some Rishonim say with Me'achshuv, you get rid of the problem of a smachta. But it's a fundamental machlokes. The Rambam will learn that whole sugya in by Sachak Bekuvi. There was no kinyan. The whole thing was no kinyan. The Rambam says the gam was possible. If you made a kinyan, you would get out of the problem of a smachta. But there was no kinyan. They didn't put the money on the table. The Rambam will learn that whole Gemara differently. So what we have is a major machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos on one hand, against the Rambam and Rav Haigon, how to define the notion of a smachta. And the truth is, it's a machlekes tanaim. We should mention the Mishnah Baba Masra. If your parah mixes chov, if a lova pays half the loan, and you're mashlish the shtar by a third party, so let's say you're going to pay off the loan by Pesach, $1,000, and you say if you don't pay it back by Pesach, if you don't pay it back by Shavuos, you should add another $500, meaning that can the shlish, you hold the shtar, give it back to the malva, so the malva can collect even vayter. Nerds, you owe $1,000 loan, and by Pesach he pays back $500. And he says if he doesn't pay it back by Shavuos, the shlish can give the shtar back to the malva. That's an asmachta. Machlokes Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda. Reb Yossi holds asmachta kanya. Reb Yehuda holds asmachta lo kanya. Reb Yochanan says in Baba Basra, we paskin smachta lo kanya. It's a machlokes tanoi. How to paskin that? It's interesting. Why is that not a problem of ribbis? The Rashba on that Mishnah Baba Basra says, quotes the Rimi Gash, that if you do it, but there are knas, it's not a problem of ribbis. And that's what he's doing. So he says, you give the star back to the guy, he'll end up paying $1,500 instead of $1,000. That's not a problem of ribbis, because if you do it, but there are knas, it's not a problem of ribbis. But it's important to mention that it's a machlekes tanoim. And on this machlekes tanoim, there's also a major machlekes as to whether a smachta lo kani is a machlokes on a level d'oraisa or a level midrabanan. What do I mean? The Ramban learns Pashut Pshat that a smachta lo kani is min haTorah, meaning that you're a gazel min haTorah. That's why Tosfos has to say that the reason why you're a gazel midrabanan because you did a bishogeg by the gambler. But a smachta lo kani is a din d'oraisa, mamish. And that's the Pashut Rov Rishonim say. But there is a Mordechai who quotes in the fourth Pirkei of Baba Kama Shem Rabbeinu Nasanel, Os Mem Vav. He writes not that way. He says everyone agrees, all Tanoim agree with Smachta's Kanya. The Machloikas on a level of the Rabbanan, did the Chum say Smachta lo Kanya? That's the Machloikas. And he quotes the Raya from Anochi Aravena, from the Psukim by Yehuda, that it's clear that everyone holds Minatora Smachta's Kanya. Okay, where does it happen Nafka Mina? These two approaches in Rishonim. Chaps a tremendous Nafka Mina by a smacht, and it's interesting because that's a machlokes Rishonim. It's interesting. The Shach in Reish Zayin Sifkat Yirches points out, actually, the Bach in Reish Zayin Os Yirches says a smacht lo kanya is a takanas chachamim, the midrash yirkona. And the Shach says it's nevius. The Shach in Reish Zayin Sifkat Yirches says to the Bach it's nevius. The Ksos says nevius, there's Rishonim that say it. It's not nevius, it's chachma. That's the lashon of the Ksos, he says to the Shach. So the Maisa, this is a machlokes Rishonim, but it's a machlokes between the Shach, the Ksos is matzdik the Bach against the Shach. What's the dim? Where is the chapa nafkamina? Two major nafkaminas. We paskin asmachtas kanya lehektish and stalker. Let's say a guy says, I don't know if he doesn't come to minyan on time, right? For all next week, I'll give $1 million to Yeshiva, right? So is that considered an asmach? He never thought it would come to fruition. He comes to the minyan on the time. He's early all the time. Lo and behold, it happens. So does he have to give $1 million to the yeshiva? So the Ramah says, yes. Smach the kani litztaka lehektish. That's the din. So that works beautifully. If you hold a smach the kani's minatorah, a smach the lo kani, only midrabanan. But when it comes to stuck and hektish, they let it go. Go back to the din d'oraisa. You hold the other approach, which is the standard approach, the smachta lo kanya is minatar. You have to say the smachta is felt in what is a smachta? You felt in the gemiras das. You never thought it would come to fruition. Staka, and hektish. You have the gemiras das. You know it's the last week of the zman. You know it's like yom ha'pagra, and you know that you're tired. So you know it's going to happen. So when it comes, so the $1 million, you knew we were going to give it to the yeshiva. So that's what you'll have to say according to that. But it comes out a very good nafkamina, how to work that. A second nafkamina would be by a goy. Would you say, if you hold like Rabbeinu Nisano, that a smachtas kani mina Torah, so mina Rabbanan, they got rid of it, so it could very well be that by a goy, they go back to the Dindi Raisa. So the goy promised the yid money, we'll make him pay. We'll make him pay. But if you hold a smachtas kani mina Torah, that would be even by a goy as well. So those are two very good nafkaminas that one could suggest regarding a smachtas kani, a smachtas lo kani, regarding this din. Now, I just been, there's a Kirin Orah in the Dorin on Chav Zayin and Beis. The Kirin Orah points out from that Sugya in Sanhedrin that he thinks Bipashtus, like standard Rav Rishon in the Smachta Lo Kanis Min HaTorah. Because the Gemara makes a Sushta, the Sugya of gambling, to the case of a Nazir. That Lo Nitner Naziris El La Flaw. You have to be 100% clear. When you want to become a Nazir, it's got to be 100% clear. No Tanoim. Can't make any conditions at all. So that's a drasha min atayra, the Kirin Orah says. It's a raya brewer that smachtas lo kanya. That's what he wants to say. So that's a very good raya, l'chur, against the Mordechai B'Shim Rabbeinu Nisano, because Gomer makes that comparison. And all the Mishnayos in the Darim that have Tanoim, I mean, how does that work? According to the Rambam, we said, how do you get out of it being in a smachtas? The Rambam will have to say, you need a kinyan. So the Dibur of the Darim is a mirla gavorka miserial hadjit. So it's a maisal tanai, it's a kinyan, so maybe it won't be a problem of a smachta. Okay. Now, it's interesting that it's not so parenthetic, but just to mention that halacha that we basically pass on some halachas mechaber ramah. Why is the problem of gambling? Mechaber says gezel. The ramah says a problem of ain osik b'yeshuva shalolim. But you should know in Orach Chaim, the Gemara and the Shabbos, and Kufman Tesim Beis has Exeru Midrabanim Mishum Kuvya. You're not allowed to train people in gaming. You're not allowed to train people. It's Exeru Mishum Kuvya. It's such an alluring thing that they made Exeru. And the Machaber quotes that Ladin in Orach Chaim. The Ramah doesn't argue. Shulta Geburim asks the Kashi. He says, why is the Ramah arguing in Choshen Mishpat? Here he doesn't argue. So there's Exeru. It's such an alluring thing that there was Exeru Mishum Kuvya we have to be careful about. And really eradicate all types of gambling. It's interesting, is that gzeira? It's not so posh. Is that gzeira when you want to do gambling lehektish to raise staka? If you assume that that's mutter, like we said, smachta, right? A smachta kani lehektish. If you assume like that, and people have jobs, you don't have a problem. But did the gzeira mishum kubia go away? That I'm not so sure about. You know, like doing bingo and raffles for like stucca, that I'm not so sure about. Who said that the Gzeira Mishum Kuvya was suspended? Not so sure about it. Okay. Now, Rav Schechter Shlita pointed out that there's a Ramban, very important. The Ramban in the Sefer HaSchus points out the following Chiddush. There's a difference between Tos and Tanai. What do we mean to say by that? The Ramban says that something in the past, L'sha'avar, in the Sefer HaSchus writes, is considered to be a tos. You bought, let's say, a car. It turns out not to be a car. It turns out to be a van. So that's a tos. Tos is L'sha'avar. When you want to do something L'asid in the future, then you need Mishpatei Tanoim. There's a requirement of Mishpatei Tanoim. So if you want to Mekadosh a woman, I'll Tanai such and such, that Lemafreya, the Kedusha, will kick in. If the Tanai is gone, that's different because that's looking to the future. So there's a difference between Tos and difference between Tanai. And that's a segue into the Kasha that many Rishonim are bothered by on Samach Vavim Bezer and Bo Mitzi. It says called the E. Why is a Tanai not a Smachta? Any Tanai you make, why is it not an Smachta? Why is it not an Smachta? Even if you do like the Negata B'nei Ruven, why is it not considered to be an Smachta? Why not? So the pashtus is the Gemara we just learned, Akuf Dalan Beis. Because according to Tyson the Rush, if you're serious about it, like a Tanai is, then that's not considered to be a smachta. Smachta is something you're not serious about, you're gozim. And therefore, you can't ask that kasha every Tanai should be in a smachta. Smachta by definition is when there's a guzma. Tanai by definition is you're serious. If you're serious, that's not a problem. In fact, the Chinuch has a second beer, the Chinuch, in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shimem Gimel, says that anything you do, b'derech knas, is a penalty, like in our Gemara. Ima over HaShalem b'mitvah. But a tanai is not b'derech knas. If you don't, if you're Makadosh to someone else, you can eat the ice cream cone. If you don't eat the ice cream cone, you're not married. It's not b'derech knas. For whatever reason, whatever I thought you had, you were totally the kedushin on eating an ice cream cone. Okay, you do it, it's good. And if you don't, you don't. But it's not a derech knas. So that's the chinuch's beer. Truth is, the Ramban has a different beer. The Ramban, we said one beer. The Ramban has, if you toil b'acherim, it's not an asmachta. If you toil b'atzmo, then it's a asmachta. So b'nei gadah b'ruvin, they were the acherim. They had their choice. They could fight or not fight. It happens to be the Magen Mishnah Hilchos Mechira, Pirek Yedalf Halacha Gimel, is Chaylik, and says even if you tell about Cheirin, it still will be an Asmachta. So you have different Shitas in Rishonim that delineate why a Tanai is good, why an Asmachta is bad. The Machan Ephraim has a Lashon that if you do a Me'achshav, there never is a problem with Asmachta. And he says, B'nei Gadah B'nei Reuven, they had the land. It was Me'achshav. They had the land already there when Moshe Rabbeinu gave them, addressed them. So these are different terutzim that you have to suggest to delineate between what an asmachta is and what a tanai is. And the truth is, when we said that Beis Din Chashuv solves all the problems of asmachta, it's not so poshut. The Rif says only the cases in the Gemara that are mentioned as asmachta does a Beis Din Chashuv solve. But all cases, if you have the greatest rabbanim in the world, won't solve asmachtas. And that's against the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam, that if you have a Beis Din Chashuv, it will solve all the problems of a smachta. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, so that's the mahalach I wanted to say regarding a smachta, but I want to just stress that difference between Rashi and Tosfos on one hand against the Rambam and the other, because the Rambam is based on Mischaivus Midas, Baal Peh. If you toil out tonight, then that's called an smachta, and the Kinyan will solve it. Whereas Tosfos holds the issue, Rashi and Tosfos, the kinyan of smachta. Smachta is by definition the kinyan al tanai, never thought to come to fruition. Okay, that's here on Kuf Dal and Mibbeis. The Gemara here on Kuf Hey and Mibbeis has an interesting line here. The Gemara says that if a person wants to daven and he's carrying something, Gemara quotes a brisa here. It says Mafshil LaChayrav. The Bach takes out the second yud. You should take the package and swing it over your shoulders and then daven. And then the Gemara continues by tefillin, and the Gemara says if you have tefillin, so the Gemara says that tefillin, if you have nowhere else to put the package or the package is not bekovedik, you should wrap your tefillin on your arm. So it's interesting. I was thinking to myself, there is this concept called mafshul achayrev. Mafshul achayrev, the Gemara says you should do it for the tefillah, for davening. For tefillin, it doesn't say it. Tefillin, it says you should wrap the tefillin shorosh on your arm. Now, where do we have this concept of mafshav lachayrav in other areas in Kol HaTorah Kula? Mafshav lachayrav, where do you have it? Of flinging things on your shoulder. So, firstly, in our Masechta and Membezim and Aleph, if you're a shomer, the Mishnah writes Beferish and Membezim and Aleph that if you take something that you're supposed to watch and fling it over your shoulder, that's pshia. It's pshia. Which fits well in this din here by davening, because you don't want the thing to disturb your kavana. So I should fling it in a manner that it's not going to be, I'm not cognizant of it. And I think a good raya is the Mishnah says above Mitzvah that it's pshia. Watching an item in such a way is pshia. It's careless. So this chefsa, I want to be careless about it, so it won't disturb my kavana. So it's interesting, Rav Zhulti writes in his Sefer that the Gemara says in Psochim on Samachesim at Beis the following Lashon. The Gemara says that everyone should put his korban Pesach at Ba'oro and be mafshul l'achayrav. How do you carry your korban Pesach in its leather? You fling it over your shoulder and you walk with it. Amar of Elish, v'zed derech ha'yishma'elim. This is the derech ha'yishma'elim, Rashi says, of Arab merchants. That's the way they carry their lambs. So the Slach asks the Psachim and Sam Chesmei, what is Rav Elish adding? That it's the Derech Yishmaelim. What reason? So he has this Mahalach, Rav Zhulti in the Mishnah Shaivitz, I think it's Simen Chav Gimel Nor Achayim, where he writes that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Paraduma, The Rambam writes, if you're holding two canisters of mechatas and you can't hold both in front of you, it's efshur in any other way. You can hold one in the back and one in the front. It's mafshel achayrev. You have no choice. But if you can hold it in front of you and you fling it in the back, it's a lack of shmira. You have to be shomer properly. So the Rambam writes a pirik yud ilchos parah adum al chadal. It's efshur. You can hold one in front, one in the back. So Tosus and Brachis writes on Daf Yud Ches, dear Mask of Yirkov, let's say you have to carry atzamos shel mace, and the only way you can carry them if you're riding on a horse is to be mafshel lachayrev. So Tosus says it's okay. And then Tosus says, what about a sefer Torah? He says v'chein a sefer Torah. First he pilpels maybe only nevi'im and k'suvim, and then he says even by a sefer Torah, if you have no other choice, you can be mafshel lachayrev. That's shitas atosus in brachas. Not just by atzamos shel mace, but even by sefer Torah. So, what is the Rambam and the Rif sheet? So the Rambam and the Rif do not allow mafshel lachayrev by sefer Torah. They do not allow. Rambam writes, Pirik Yudich Sefer Torah Halacha Yud Aleph. He does not allow it. However, the Rambam writes, if you have no other choice, you can ride on top of it. But the Rif writes, it's better to destroy the Sefer Torah Rachman Aslan and then to be Noig Minig Bezoyan. On that point of being Rochev Alav, Machloig is Rambam Rif. But they're both masking the Mafshel Achayrev is not acceptable. So it's interesting because the Gemara has a, in the beginning of Brachis, I forget, Dav Zayin, has a Bailo Ifchitu about going outside Bein Psukul Psukul. Bein Gavra L'Gavra Mikra, then you're allowed to. Bein Psukul Psukul, and they had him in Turgumen, are you allowed to? Gemara leaves it as a Teku. And the Kiryat Sefer says, you should be Machmer. It's a Sofik Diraisa. So, Frek Rav Zhulti creates a Teres Drobonon most of the time. But Kavod HaTorah, he answers, the Rambam writes, is a Din Diraisa. Kavod HaTorah is a Din Diraisa. So he says, in a choice where you have no other choice, if you have to be rochev on it, that's not called derech b'zayon. That's covered. But to destroy the sefer Torah, that would be yields against the Rif. To destroy it rather than ride on it, that the Ram doesn't hold of. So what I want to bring out in here, it's interesting that you have this concept of mafshel achayrev that in a case where it's impossible, then we allow it. Like the parah de mechatas. When it's yefshur, you allow it. And in the case of the sefer Torah, Tosfos allows it as well. Ram and the Rif will not allow it. But Lamaisin, our sugya, by davening, right? Davening, your mafshel lachayrev is considered to be careless. It's considered shia, so it's not going to disturb my kavana. What about by tefillin? Why didn't the Gemara say mafshel lachayrev by tefillin? So, Tosa says you could do it by Sefer Torah. So, it could very well be, I think the pashtus is that you could put it on your arm. If Lu Yitzur, you could not put it on your arm, then according to Tosis, the Gemara would say mafshel lachayrev also by the tefillin. Just like he says it by the Sefer Torah. If you say it by the Sefer Torah, you're going to say it by the tefillin. It's just here by tefillin, you can do it. You can do it on your arm. You can do it on your arm. Whereas according to the Rambam and the Rif, mafshel lachayrev is unacceptable by Sefer Torah. Perhaps it'll be unacceptable by tefillin. And that's begufa why the Gemara doesn't mention it by tefillin. Only mafshel lachayrev by the tefillah, by davening. But by tefillin, it's tak asr. That's the chiddush we want to suggest. Shot in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Pesach. God kosher some math. We got the Shloshim Yom, is according to Pesach a little bit. Okay. Yes? Yeah, each one's confirming each other. It's a reciprocal disguise. That's exactly.